Adventure Box presents Secrets of the Endless Forest, a story by Arno Almera, illustrated by Benjamin Strickler. Chapter 1. The Magic Crystal. Alma and her family had just moved into a new house. The problem was that she had to go to a new school and make new friends. But the good thing was that in her new house she had a big bedroom and a garden. And at the bottom of the garden there was a forest. While her parents were doing DIY at the house, Alma put on her favourite orange jacket and went outside. Alma had noticed a shed full of old things at the bottom of the garden. She thought it looked mysterious, and she loved mysteries. She went inside and had a look around. She found garden tools, old books, pots and wooden boxes. Then suddenly, she came across a small chest hidden under some loose floorboards. When Alma opened it, she found a piece of paper, folded in four, and a very thin chain. There was a diamond-shaped pendant on the chain. The little girl cried, "Wow, it is so beautiful!" She read the words on the piece of paper. "Whoever you are, if you take this crystal into the endless forest, it will make you see what other humans cannot see. I got this precious gift from the elves, but I am moving house, so I am hiding it in the shed for the next people who come to live here." "Cool," thought Alma, and her eyes sparkled with excitement. She fastened the pendant around her neck, looked up and murmured, "I'm going to explore. This must be the endless forest." Behind the shed, Alma noticed a small gate hidden by leaves. She slipped out of the garden and walked off through the trees, looking all around her. Alma walked further and further into the forest, but soon she began to think, "I can't see anything special here. The letter and the necklace must be a joke." Just as she was about to turn back, she heard a groaning sound.
Oh!
Chapter 2. The Spirit People. Alma walked cautiously towards the groaning sound. She came to a bridge over a river, and just before it was a hole dug in the ground. A strange-looking character was crouched in a cage at the bottom of the hole. He looked anxiously at Alma. He was older than her and very thin, with unusual pointed ears and long hair brushed back. Alma admired his cape and clothes, which had plant patterns on them. She thought, "Amazing! He is like an elf. It must be because of the magic crystal that I can see him. So it does work. It is not a joke." She leaned over towards the elf and said to him in a kind voice, "My name is Alma. Don't be scared. I won't harm you. What happened to you?"
The elf replied, "I fell into this trap. And where have you come from, little human?"
Alma explained that she lived nearby. She told him how she had discovered the crystal in her garden shed and then decided to explore the forest. The elf seemed to be reassured and he introduced himself.
"I'm Loriano. I belong to the spirit people. It was me who gave the crystal to the little human who lived in the house on the edge of the forest before you."
Alma asked,
"Who are the spirit people?"
Loriano explained,
"All the elves in the forest belong to the spirit people. That is our name."
Then the elf groaned again and held his head in his hands.
Oh,
but you are bleeding," cried Alma. "You are injured. I don't know how to get you out of that cage. It looks very strong."
The elf replied,
"The most urgent thing is to see to my wound. Could you bring me some acacia leaves? It is a tree with large prickles, so be careful. The leaves will cure me. Could you also bring me the longest pieces of grass you can find?
Alma picked the acacia leaves. Then Loriano made a dressing and tied it around his head with the long grasses. Suddenly, the elf placed a finger on his lips and whispered,
"Quick, hide! I can hear footsteps. The person who made this trap is probably coming to get me. And the only one who would do such a thing is Stag, the sorcerer."
Alma hid behind a bush and watched as an elf appeared, pulling a handcart. When Loriano saw her, he called out in a relieved voice,
"Eleanor! What a lovely surprise! I'm so glad it's you. You can help me."
But Elf Eleanor replied in a sharp voice,
"Be quiet, fool!"
She was so strong that she managed to pull the cage out of the hole and slide it onto the handcart. Loriano groaned.
"Oh, Eleanor, my friend, what are you doing? What has happened to you? And what is that symbol on your forehead? It looks like an eye."
"I am not your friend any more," replied Eleanor. "I am serving my master, Stag,"
Loriano said.
"The sorcerer? Your master? Oh, that is terrible. He has cast a spell on you."
"No, he has freed me," said Eleanor. "This on my forehead means I can see things the way he does. He is my master, and I am completely devoted to him. And now, you fool, be quiet. You will meet him soon, and your life will change."
With that, Eleanor walked away, taking her prisoner Loriano with her. When they were far enough away, Alma began following them as discreetly as she could. Chapter 3. Sorcerer's Den. After a long walk through the ferns, the two elves arrived at a curtain of brambles. Alma stopped and watched as Eleanor pushed the branches aside so they could enter a hidden cave. A few moments later, Alma also followed them cautiously down a tunnel. It led her into the mountain, all the way to a huge cavern. Alma pressed herself up against a rock and glanced inside. The cavern was lit by a large oil lamp that cast strange shadows on the walls. Alma could see Loriano, still locked inside the cage, in the centre of the cavern, not far from a throne made of stag antlers. Suddenly, a very thin person came out of the shadows. His eyes shone like embers. He was wearing a long blue cloak and holding a stick. On his head was a strange red crown. Alma shivered and thought,
"Oh, what a scary person! That must be Stag."
The sorcerer said in a grating voice,
"Eleanor, you have caught another elf. I am pleased with you. Soon you will all be my slaves, and I will rule over this forest. Open the cage."
Eleanor did as she was told, and Loriano leapt out, shouting,
"I refuse to help you."
But the sorcerer pointed his wand at Loriano and said in a loud voice,
"By the power of the evil wand, you will not move."
Suddenly, there were ropes around Loriano's ankles and wrists. He could not move any more. Stag turned to look at Eleanor and said to her,
"Now take the trap back to the forest."
"Yes, master,"
replied Eleanor, bowing to the sorcerer. Alma had just enough time to hide in a dark nook in the tunnel. Eleanor left the cavern without noticing her. She was too busy pulling the empty cage. In the cavern, Stag turned to look at Loriano. The sorcerer used his nail to scrape up what was left of some red paint in a wooden bowl. Then he began to draw an eye on Loriano's forehead, as he had done to Eleanor. As he drew, Stag recited these mysterious words. "The evil eye is upon you. From now on you will see things as I see them. The elves will be your enemies, and your only desire will be to serve me." Loriano's face turned paler and paler. His eyes were wide open, and he stared straight ahead. He seemed to have no willpower left. But suddenly Stag grumbled,
"Ruh! I have run out of magic paint."
The sorcerer walked towards the cave entrance. Alma quickly went down a tunnel that led to a second, much smaller cave. There was a straw mattress on the ground. The young girl looked around the dark, damp cave and thought sadly,
"This must be where Eleanor sleeps. Poor thing, it is like a horrible prison cell."
Alma waited a few minutes, and when she could no longer hear Stag's footsteps in the tunnel, she left Eleanor's cell. Chapter 4. Free at Last. With Stag out of the way, Alma could go back to Loriano, who was still inside the cavern. The elf was tied up and could not move. Alma whispered to him,
"You poor thing, I'll undo those ropes."
Then she had an idea. She rubbed the elf's forehead with her sleeve to erase the evil eye that the sorcerer had begun to draw. Loriano seemed to return to his old self, and the colour came back to his cheeks. He groaned,
"Oh, what a weird spell! Thanks, Alma. When Stag started to draw the evil eye on my forehead, I felt I wasn't myself anymore."
"Come," murmured Alma. "We should get out of here before the sorcerer returns."
Alma and Loriano were on their way out when the young girl turned back. She walked up to Stag's throne and picked up something that she slipped inside her jacket. Then she caught up with the elf. Loriano asked,
"What are you hiding?"
"Oh, nothing," whispered Alma. "Let's go."
Alma and the elf left the cavern in silence. Before going out into the open air, Loriano peeked outside and whispered to Alma,
"Look, Stag is preparing his paint."
The sorcerer had his back to them and was leaning over a small cauldron in which he was boiling woodruff roots. He crushed a few in his bowl to get the red pigment he needed to complete the spell on the elf. Loriano and Alma crouched down and, very cautiously, sneaked out of the cave. Alma kept her eyes on the sorcerer. Her heart was beating very fast.
"Don't let him turn around. Don't let him turn around," she repeated to herself.
Loriano took his new friend's hand to give her courage, and they walked off silently towards the river. Chapter 5. Winged Stag. As Alma and Loriano came close to the river, they met Eleanor, who was using branches and leaves to cover up her new trap. The young elf laughed out loud.
"Soon I will trap another elf. Stag will be pleased with me."
Loriano made a sign to Alma, and they crept towards Eleanor. Suddenly, Alma leapt on the elf.
"Where have you come from, little human?"
shouted Eleanor.
"Let go of me!"
But Alma kept a firm hold on her. Eleanor was shaking with rage and said,
"Let go of me! Let go of me! My master will be furious!"
Loriano went over to Eleanor and tried to calm her down.
"I won't hurt you. I'm just going to rub out the symbol that is making you Stag's prisoner."
Eleanor shook her head and growled,
"Be quiet, you fool. Nobody can stand up to him. And don't touch my symbol. It is my most precious possession."
But Loriano did just that. He rubbed the red eye off Eleanor's forehead. Suddenly, she seemed to lose all her energy. She sat down on the ground and murmured,
Oh, my friends, what a relief to feel like myself again.
Just at that moment, there was the sound of flapping wings, and a huge shadow spread over Alma and the two elves. A massive stag with blue wings appeared in the sky. Alma could not believe her eyes. Loriano whispered,
"It's Stag. The sorcerer has transformed himself into a winged stag. That is what happens every time he gets angry."
It was too late to hide. The winged stag had already landed on the ground. He lowered his head and was about to charge at Alma and the elves who were standing huddled together. Loriano stared at the stag's burning red eyes and murmured,
"It's over. We have no chance."
But Alma put her hand inside her jacket and took out the sorcerer's wand. Loriano shouted out in surprise,
"Oh, so that is what you took from under Stag's throne. Well done, Alma. Quick, can you hand it to me?"
The winged stag began to charge towards them, but Loriano pointed the sorcerer's wand at him and shouted,
"By the power of the evil wand, change into a salamander!"
As Loriano said those words, the stag disappeared in a cloud of mist. When the mist cleared, Alma could see that, in place of the stag, was a little salamander with black shiny skin and blue patches. It scuttled away to hide between two rocks. Alma said in a triumphant voice,
"Well done, Loriano!"
Then the elf held the wand in both hands and snapped it across his knee. He said,
"That's the end of his wand. From now on, Stag has no power. He will not be able to turn back into a sorcerer or a winged stag. He will not be able to attack us, and we will live in peace in the endless forest."
Loriano said to Eleanor,
"Come on, let's fill in the trap hole."
Chapter 6, New Friends. Eleanor walked over to Alma and, pointing at the girl's necklace, she asked, "How did you get that crystal?" Alma told her about moving house, the new garden, the shed, and finding the chest with the message and the stone. The young elf smiled, bowed, and said,
"You have been generous and brave. You saved us. Thanks to you, the spirit people are finally done with the sorcerer."
Alma was very curious. She asked,
"Are there many of you in the forest? Where and how do you live?"
Suddenly she heard her parents calling her,
"Alma! Alma!"
Eleanor whispered,
"We will take you to visit our village in the trees another time, and we will introduce you to the other elves."
Loriano added,
"Now we will go with you to your house."
Alma and the elves arrived at the little gate. The girl whispered,
"Tell me, Loriano, how will I find you again?"
The elf explained,
"Just bring the crystal into our forest and sing. We will hear you and we will come and find you."
Alma turned around one last time and said,
"See you soon, Loriano. See you soon, Eleanor."
Then she walked back into her garden and shouted to her parents,
"I'm here! I'm coming!"
Alma took the necklace off and slipped it into her pocket. Then she ran towards her parents. She wondered what they would say to her.
"Mum and Dad were probably worried when they realised I wasn't in the garden," she thought.
When Alma's father saw her, he said,
"Just look at the state of your clothes. What happened?"
Alma had to make up an explanation. She stammered,
"Nothing. Oh, yeah, I started making a den, and I was having so much fun that I got a bit dirty.
Right, said her mum. Go and change, and then come and help us lay the table. A few minutes later, Alma joined her parents in the kitchen. While her father prepared lunch, her mum asked, So, my darling, are you ready for your new school tomorrow? It's going to be a big adventure. I'm sure that you will soon make new friends. Alma smiled and said,
Don't worry, Mum. I'm not scared of this new adventure.
The little girl held on tight to the crystal in her pocket, and her eyes shone as she said,
I know that making new friends is great.
The end.